Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want
to
wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Holidays are in full effect. We apologize in advance, but we got plenty more crazy songs and things to share with you throughout the season. It's basically how we amuse ourselves during the Christmas season by annoying you with little ditties like that. It's just how we roll. Been doing it for almost 29 years. Not going to stop now, whether you want us to or not. So you got that to look forward to, or you've been warned.
You're unstoppable.
Yes, that is true. As well as these aliens that seem to be coming to our planet, and it's getting out there. It's the age of exposure. That new documentary, we talked about that quite a bit. We've jumped on the coattails of this movie. We got our own.
It's a phenomena.
Yeah. And actually tonight, Saturday night, there's a big special on, I think it's News Nation with Coulthard or one of the big UFO reporter guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Ross Coulthard, right.
He's a British guy, or is he Australian?
Australian, I think. And he's putting out a special tonight that has its world premiere on the underwater bases specifically. And this is
I might have to watch that.
Yeah, there's an underwater highway and
what?
That's where they're hiding, they say. And they allude to that in the Age of Disclosure, that new documentary.
I wonder if any of our subs have come across them.
Surely they have. I mean,
but they could probably elude radar pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, Brittany, I don't know if she's seen them. I've said
they have documented evidence in, like, I don't know, San Diego or something.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth is out there. And we've been talking about, we're way ahead of the curve on this. I'll tell you. I mean, I've just been following it. I know it. And I felt it was, my responsibility to alert divers around the world that, hey, look out from below.
Yeah, I admit I was skeptical at first, but I came on board. Because let's face it, you have zero credibility.
Well,
but I watched a few things and I'm like,
yeah,
there's something going on.
Right. There's definitely something going on. But like I said, I don't know if this special that's on News Nation tonight might be worth checking out, because it's going to have some more information specifically on the underwater UFO bases.
Now, do they post that on YouTube? I think that's how I watch it.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube after it airs on their broadcast network. It usually pops up the next day. But he's one of these reporters that kind of has been covering this UFO stuff for some time. He's kind of, one of the leaders as far as reporting this alien stuff. You know, whether you believe it or not.
He asks some good questions.
He asks good questions. He's a skeptic. He doesn't necessarily say they're aliens. He just says there's a lot of stuff going on we don't know. And he talks to, his sources and blah, 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 blah.
Next on Balderdash.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they've been hiding in the depths of the ocean, I mean, they say 75% of the deep ocean has yet to be even been explored. And that's why we haven't been able to find
Well, every time
they've been coming
like
from
a,
below as s- opposed from
send
from
a
space.
Robot sub down there. There's like not a lot down there.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's there's some weird
or they
creatures.
See us coming. I mean, they talk about these underwater spaceships, these UFO things are going like 200 miles per hour underwater. That's fast. That's really fast. But you know, the thing is, I mean, it's one of those stories that's kind of percolating in the mainstream media. I see it getting a lot of buzz. And as I said last week, we are far beyond reproach when it comes to trying to capitalize on these type of things and benefiting it for ourselves. I mean, we want a piece of that action.
You the
right?
man, Greg. You yeah. the man.
And I was like, do we know anything on Scuba Radio that we could share with the world that they don't know that we could create a little buzz around, maybe even make some money from?
A so documentary.
I was like, let's do something similar to the Age of Disclosure. And, well, this is what we came up with.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
For over 80 years, this secret has been kept from the world. Is it a government cover-up or something else?
I've been a certified dive instructor for over 10 years now. I was in the Turks and Caicos when I encountered a man on the bow of a liveaboard we were diving from that week. It was after the last dive of the day. A towel was balled up on the left side of his foot, board shorts on the right. As I glanced up, guess who it was? Finny Two Tanks, air drying his nether regions like a pelican in the wind. What the f***?
The Age of Exposure.
So I was spending a couple days with some diving friends anchored off the coast of Catalina. Great trip until I climbed up the ladder to the helm to check in with the captain. As I approached the top rung, no captain was in sight. However, to the left was Vinny Two Tank, spread eagle, butt-ass naked.
Hey, I had a shirt on.
I will never unsee that, and it changed me forever.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
We were in the Galapagos, and they had this hot tub on the liveaboard we were diving on that week. Great way to unwind. Till one afternoon when Vinny popped out of the hot tub in his diving undergarments.
Hey, guys.
Skin tight red Spanx. Look like a naked Ken doll. Gross.
The Age of Exposure.
Take us to your leader.
Oh, hi. I'm Vinny Two Tanks. Welcome to our planet.
What the hell? I said leader, not wiener.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is he naked? There is no hope for this species. We're out.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
You know, cold water does cause shrinkage.
Coming to a theater near you from Scuba Radio Studios.
Wow.
That's all true. How do they know that stuff?
Documentary. Honestly, I got to tell you, I don't think the world's ready. But they didn't keep us from putting it out.
Well, I just want you
anyway.
Guys to know air drying is a very common phenomenon in certain parts of the world.
We may
Not
have
amongst polite society.
Taken some editorial license with some of those little anecdotes, though, just to kind of play it up a little bit. I'm trying to cover for you, Vinny. Come on.
What? I thought that was a great production. I loved it.
Okay. Well, then what do I know?
I thought it was well done.
All right.
So,
well,
Greg,
good. Yes, Brittany.
Also, you know, there's a new documentary that just came out that 50 Cent did about P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And all of his
shenanigans.
Behavior.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a little closer to what Vinny has been doing than
really.
Age of Exposure, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it has the buzz as the UFO thing does, though. I mean,
oh, it's all over, Greg. It's just not all over your feeds.
Well, you got me on that.
I was compared to a Ken doll. I thought that was a tremendous honor.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
they usually they,
a far stretch.
There's
you know,
no
get the good-looking guy. If you like dolls.
I don't think that's the part she was comparing you to, though, Vinny. But I'm
she
just
said
saying.
I look like a Ken doll.
Yeah, Ken doll, like in the nether region area, though.
Or G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's probably true, too.
Or G.I. Okay, well, at least he knows his Larry ranks.
Okay, downward sweater.
Yeah, okay.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.